Reynar closed the last of the distance separating them, and Luke saw that the sculptures in his hands were spin-glass replicas of Millennium Falcon and a T-65 X-Wing. Reynar turned to Luke first and presented him with the X-Wing.
Uno wanted you to be the first to have one of these. It is an exact copy of the fighter you were flying when you destroyed the original Death Star.
More than a little stunned by the gesture, Luke accepted the sculpture with genuine gratitude. The piece was so intricately executed that Luke could identify both R2-D2 and the loose stabilizers the droid had been struggling to repair as he began the final assault run. "Thank you," he said. "I'll treasure it."
"It's the first of a limited run commissioned by one of our business partners in the Galactic Alliance,"
Reynar said proudly.
"Turn it over. It's numbered and signed by the artist."
Luke did as Reynar asked. Etched into the bottom was Saras, 1 of 1 billion, Second Mistake Enterprises. Luke nodded politely, then turned it back over. "I'm sure the line will be a great success."
"We think so, too."
Reynar turned to Han and gave him the replica of Millennium Falcon.
"Also a first run."
"Thanks. Real nice." Han turned it over and inspected the artist's signature. "Second Mistake Enterprises." He frowned, then looked back to Reynar. "Your partners wouldn't happen to be three squibs named Sly, Grease, and Amala?" Reynar's eyes widened.
"How did you know?"
"Leia and I had some dealings with them back before you were born," Han said. Luke remembered something about a trio of squibs being involved when Killik Twilight fell into Imperial hands during the war. "They've got a nose for fine artwork. Supplied Thrawn for a while, as a matter of fact." Reynar's voice grew suspicious.
"Do not bother contacting them,"
he warned.
"Our agreement is exclusive."
Han's brow rose. "Wouldn't dream of it." He nonchalantly passed the replica to C-3PO. "You guys were made for each other."
"Good."
Reynar almost smiled.
"They expect the value of the first pieces to grow exponentially. That's why Unu wanted you and Master Skywalker to have these two replicas as a reward for helping Saras catch the Star Amber cheat."
"I appreciate it, but the guy Saras caught wasn't exactly a cheat. It was something of an inside job," Luke added. "We'll tell you about it later, but first..."
"Tell us about it now,"
Reynar interrupted.
"If you believe any of our transacting partners are not being honest with us, we wish to hear it."
"Actually, it isn't your partners," Luke said. "The Dark Nest, and the one taking the Star Ambers."
"The Nymoidian is a joiner?"
"No," Luke said. "We think we know," Han corrected. "It looked like the Nymoidian had a deal with Gorog." Luke compromised. "He was trading reactor fuel and hyperdrive coolant to them." This drew a tumult of mandible clacking from Unu.
"Perhaps we were mistaken about the nature of the material,"
C-3PO suggested quietly.
"Unu seems quite amused by the idea that the colony owned..."
"They wouldn't know," Han insisted. "Who can say what Gorog is hiding?"
"Of course we would know, Captain Solo. The colony learns from its mistakes."
Reynar fell silent for a moment, then spoke in a calmer voice.
"But we will discuss your idea while I show you our production facilities, if that will make you feel better."
He extended a hand toward the furnaces. Luke and Han exchanged glances. He said, "It might be better to do that."
"Come,"
Reynar insisted.
"What are you afraid of? Killiks do not have accidents."
Luke exhaled in frustration, but reluctantly nodded and led the others after Reynar toward the furnaces.